Inner city housing projects are sometimes blamed for perpetuating the cycle of poverty and crime. As WUSF's Carrie Sheridan reports, one African-American architect is using hip-hop to teach children of color how to plan, design, and build their own future homes and cities.
In hip-hop, as architect Mike Ford points out in his recent TED Talk,
song after song, it's filled with counterpoints and commentary about modern architecture. It's like a jungle sometimes. It
makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Ford also says that although 12% of the U.S. population is black, only 3% of architects are. And he says that has to change. The Detroit-born architect decided to start with educating children.
I will create an army of hip-hop architects who will look to remedy the injustices faced by people of color at the hands of modernism.
He came up with a program called Hip Hop Architecture Camp. Now in its second year, it's held in cities around the country. For 1 week, kids get together with architects and come up with ideas for designing and planning their own communities. The camp came to the Dream Center in Tampa's Ybor City earlier this month. About two dozen middle and high school students are standing around a table looking at models of a miniature city they've designed. They're trying to think of a good name.
That's yours?
I got it.
Nice.
My neighborhood is Golden Heights.
Oh, like Seminole Heights.
I like
Golden Heights.
Yeah.
Golden Heights.
For the second part of the camp, they bring in beats, and kids write lyrics to describe both a problem in their communities and a solution. If you fall down, I mess up. Wipe off that face, get up, and tie your shoelace up. Camp director Latoya Williams says they are reimagining their communities.
In their raps that they're working on, the goal is to state the problem, but what you're going to respond to is that problem in your lyrics. So we do understand that it may be gun violence, it may be dilapidated buildings, your route from school, the things that you're seeing. So how can you be a change agent in your community?
14-year-old Chad Sampson attended the camp.
Tampa's different. It's a lot of gun violence, but it's a lot of trash. People litter. And so that's what the two themes were, gun violence and trash. So that's what we had to write about.
The hook he wrote goes like this.
Welcome to Ybor. Come take a grand tour. We the children of the streets. We trying to do more. So put the guns down and pick the trash up. We may be living young, but we trying to stand up.
Sampson says he's rapped before, but mostly in huddles with small groups of friends. This time, he performed with a mic in front of a room full of other kids. Kids wrote about themes such as being judged by the color of their skin, the problem of racial segregation, even pollution, and sea level rise. It all made a big impression on 11-year-old Mario Ferguson.
I want to be an architect when I grow up and design and plan.
He says he has some ideas for what the world could look like.
It could be different because we could probably have maybe cheaper homes for the people that don't have homes, and we probably can have more housing for people.
And like, would you have anything about the neighborhoods be different?
Yeah, like I'll get people to help me fix the neighborhood or stuff, like to make it better design.
No matter our race, our face, or place, we have the power to build our own space.
At the end of the session, the kids perform their own original verses in a slickly produced music video. The camp is free for kids. Host cities pay for it with grants or whatever funding they can gather. Upcoming sessions are planned this summer in Baltimore, Detroit, Charlotte, and Seattle. Carrie Sheridan, WUSF, 89.7 News.
Welcome to Ybor. Come take a grand tour. We the youth of the streets. We're trying to do more. So put the guns down and pick the trash up. We may be living young, but we...